This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Brian, it is now time for our Dean Julia Love of the Star mailbag. It's where we turn things over, as I like to say, to our dear, sweet listeners and get their thoughts, their questions, their comments. First one here from Jonathan Lewis. Do you think Jonathan Brooks would be a first-round talent if there was no injury history?
Tell you what, man. Guy's a hell of a player.
High character player, too. Guy teams really like.
Guy catches, guy runs. It's a shame. Like I say, Vach Lombardi and I were talking about this morning. He hates running backs. I love running backs. It would be really easy for me to say, yeah. You know me, I love Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, coming out. No, he was one of my top players. I'm not afraid of running backs. I think they're a vital part of what you do. I understand the pay scale is not, you know, paying him is not the best thing to do. But they've proven that. But I will say that, yes.
Just the talent alone, you would say first-round player?
Yes, yes. On my board, I would have put him in the first round. But the injury, I'll tell you what, Benson's a damn good player too.
I like Trey Benson. He's the running back at Florida
State. Florida
State,
right.
I don't think this is – I think there's been a little bit too much hate on – the running back class. I think there's some decent players in it.
Free agency proved that they could still get paid.
Yeah.
You know, it just when if you don't have one, but there's a good group. This is a good group of running backs. It's not as top heavy as it was last year, but you have to respect the guys in this class. There's some shorter guys. There's some tougher guys. There are guys that can catch. There are guys that will run over people. There are guys that will make people miss. I think teams are going to be happy with the guy that they're able to grab when they're able to grab him. And I'd love Brooks. I'd love to have Brooks.
I do too. I think he's great. He's my top graded running back for a reason. And that's Texas homerism, I promise. Let's go to a question, Brian, from our good buddy Dean Julia. We haven't gotten a Dean Julia question into the Dean Julia Love the Star mailbag for a little bit. As of today, what is your gut feeling percentage chance that they actually trade back? So we talked about it as an option, 60. But what do you think it's more likely than not they move back?
I think they're hunting.
I think they'd love to.
They're going to work the phone. This is something I did for a living because I was in pro personnel. So I would always throw chum in the water. I would always call every team and say, "Hey, listen, you know, if you're interested coming up, you got our number. If you're interested going back, we got our number." I would remind every team. That was something my responsibility was to the Jones family in that war room, was I would work those phones. And you got to drum up business. You got to try and get people interested. And, you know, but their guy has to be there. You know, their guy, like San Francisco, we did it in our mock draft yesterday. San Francisco came up and they got an offensive tackle is who they drafted. And so, you know, but you never want to trade away from great players. But I think Dallas is hunting. I think they're hunting that late three or that four on to start day three. So yeah. I would say, do they want to move back? I would say it's 60% that they can get that done.
Yeah, I think they'd love it if somebody presented them the opportunity to pick up that fourth rounder that they lost in the Trey Lance trade. If they could get that back, given where some of their depth issues are right now, I think that they would love that. Speaking of the depth issues and starters and how many different players you need from the draft, this question from Joe Porter, how many starters and at what positions do the Cowboys need to draft? He says he thinks that you need two offensive linemen, center, and then a left tackle or left guard, running back, linebacker, defensive tackle. So that would be five starters you need to come away with, and you don't have a fourth round pick. Brian, how many, realistically, I think if you were to look at four?
Yeah,
four. Where are those starters?
Well, I think the linebacker one is a fringe one for me right now. It could be, I think, maybe three. You talk about the, now, depending on what they do at tackle, but tackle, center.
Here's how I look at it.
What's to do with Mozzie Smith? That's the thing about.
That's a big question. Yeah. I think that, I mean, as of now, Jordan Lewis is starting at corner for you. Yeah. I think you could. Jayron Kearse is not returning. I think you could improve at safety. I mean, you've got Wilson and Hooker on the roster.
That's a position we're not talking about very much.
No, and we probably should be. I think it's interesting. I think if you ask the Cowboys right now, they said, hey, if we had to go out there and play football tomorrow, assuming everybody's healthy, we have to go out there and play football tomorrow. Where do we feel like we don't have a starter? If we put everybody on there, where would it be like, man, we got to get somebody else there because this is not going to work? I think you're looking at center because I think they'd say Bass plays guard, Tyler Smith plays tackle, and I think they'd say we can do that. If you consider a third receiver in a three-receiver league a starter, they might say receiver outside of Cooks and Lamb.
Right.
They need a running back. I think they would say, look, if everybody's healthy, Overshown and Kendricks can play linebacker for us. And they would say Smith and Odighizuwa are going to play tackle for us.
Yep.
We've got our edge rushers, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. I think legitimately the Cowboys would argue on their side, look, we need depth for sure, but we only need two starters. We need a running back and we need a center. Yeah. And I think that's why we all keep talking about Graham Barton potentially at 24 and Jonathan Brooks at 56.
Yeah.
Because those are where your starters come in. And That's just how I look at it. I mean, I think you definitely.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, I don't, like you said, the one technique thing until we figure out what Mozzie Smith's situation is.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Need depth regardless, because a lot of those positions only go as deep as the starters. The linebackers only go as deep as the starters, it feels like. The defensive tackles only go as deep as the starters. I mean, this is something that you need depth.
Watch how aggressive they are after the draft signing. They will be the team that spends the most money on undrafted free agents. They will spend $100,000 to get a guy if they have to, because those are guys off their draft board. You know, say they have six picks, they will sign three to four other guys, and they'll think like, we just got 10 picks. That's where their depth is going to come in. They're going to be super aggressive signing those cheaper guys to contracts and see if they could hit on a couple of them.
Last question here from Jimmy Lindsay. Jimmy says, I think cornerback is a sneaky need. What round, if any, should we be looking to pick one? And do you have any names we should take note of? He says, all the best. He's listening to us from Scotland.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, this draft really, really stretches throughout. Some really good depth. If you pick up, say you pick up an extra third or fourth round pick, or maybe even you get a fifth round pick, you could sure do some really good work there. I'm a fan of guys like, and maybe I might have this guy a little bit low for me, but I'll tell you what, I mean, a little bit low, but he should maybe go higher in the league is my guy from Rutgers, Max Melton.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5'11", he's 187 pounds. I think he's a fearless, confident defender. The coverage skills are there. I love the versatility he plays with. He's comfortable with bump and run. It's kind of in Mike Zimmer's wheelhouse right there. He likes to be at or near the line of scrimmage. He can play tight. He disrupts routes. I have him. I might have him where I don't know if I can get him. I have him in the fourth round, but you might have to go a little bit earlier on that with him. As far as that type of a player, he's really, really, really good. Nehemiah Pritchard from mm-hmm. Auburn Pritchard,
yep.
is another one. I don't know. I might have him again, probably too low, maybe a little bit higher. But he's 6 foot. He's 190 pounds. He plays left and right. He'll line up in the slot. Press corner. Footwork is solid. The mirror, the match, all those things are really, really good. I'm trying to find guys that have a little length to them, but also are good press man guys. So Melton, Pritchett, those types of guys that maybe in that middle of that board are guys you need to keep an eye on.
Did you like, and I know another guy you like Kalen King at Penn State.
I do like King. And the thing about with King, and I never moved him. I you know what? I'm going to give the player his due there. But what I like about him is his willingness to make a play on the ball. I mean, mm-hmm. he sees it. He's on the attack. He is a physical player, both run and pass. He gets a little handsy carrying routes. He gets away with grabbing, pulling, hooking receivers. But he does a really good job of playing the ball down the field. And he had a few interceptions in his career, but he's had his share of misses, though, too. You can kind of see sometimes that the ball skills weren't always there. I know he didn't run great at the combine. I needed to follow back up and to see what that speed was. But I think his speed is good enough to allow him to carry some guys. But the high football IQ, all those things that I think are things that Mike Zimmer would absolutely love in a player.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if you're looking at just some of the names that could be out there, or guys, if you're talking about traits guys that I think might be available on day three, if you're able to pick up an extra pick or something like that, I do like as a lotto ticket Cam Hart from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a big guy. That's 6'3", 202. And somebody who I think that, you know, fostering those traits and developing him in the hands of Mike Zimmer, I think that that's a worthwhile stab. If you say, hey, we need some more corner depth, you know, maybe they want to move on from Eric Scott. Maybe they look at things a little differently. Now that Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, those guys are out of the building. But
yeah,
I think that he's a good player.
Can I throw another name at you?
Yeah.
Jarvis Brownlee from Louisville
mm-hmm.
is another guy. This guy transferred from Florida State. He was a boundary corner, which means boundary corners play into the sideline. So they play the short side of the field. When you hear somebody say he's a boundary corner, he plays on the short side, opposite what they call the open side of the field. But he's also used in the slot. He's not the biggest guy. He's 5'10". He's 194. He's really best when he can play man coverage. And I don't, like I say, we need to figure out how well he really, really runs. Notre Dame sent a slot up the field. It ended up in a touchdown. But I do feel like he's got quick feet, and I think he's got some change of direction. I think he's willing to step up. He's not afraid to mix it up. He's got feet to mirror on the outside and can stay in receivers in the short intermediate areas. And he's got really, really good instincts. So the Notre Dame thing kind of threw me off a little bit, but I like him as a nickel due to the quick feet, the toughness, and the ball skills. We'll see about the speed on him. But Jarvis Brownlee from Louisville is a guy you might want to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. That does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're getting ever closer to draft day. It's Christmas time coming up for Brian Broaddus, and he's just hoping he gets his Red Ryder BB gun. That's what he wants in the draft. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Bobby Belt. We will talk to you guys again later.